Ministers in Southern California. Nashville, Tennessee, June 30, 1904. To the ministers in Southern California. Dear brethren, I have no desire to hurt the soul of anyone, but I must bear the straight testimony given me. Some of the ministers and leaders in the Southern California Conference need to realize the necessity of counseling with their brethren who have been long in the work and who have thus gained a valuable experience. Their disposition to shut themselves up to themselves and to feel competent to plan and execute according to their own judgment and preferences brings them into financial embarrassment. Then, when the embarrassment bears heavily upon them, they are tempted to think that the Union Conference or the General Conference should help them out. This independent way of working is not right and should not be followed. The ministers and teachers in our conferences are to work unitedly with their brethren of experience, asking them for advice and paying heed to this advice. Earnest work should be done in Southern California in carrying the Fernando School forward successfully, and earnest work should be done in establishing a sanitarium near Los Angeles. Several buildings have already been offered for sale. If these are not suitable, or if they cannot be purchased for a reasonable sum, land should be purchased and buildings erected. Our smaller conferences should be careful not to create burdens of debt for the general conference to carry. At times, inconsiderate moves are made, buildings are put up without sufficient thought as to their use, and responsibilities are assumed where there is not ability to carry these responsibilities. Thus, money is absorbed that brings no returns. Enterprises are started which consume without producing. This is not as it should be. Diligent efforts should be made to lessen the debt resting on the school, but these efforts should be made by all. I have supposed that Christ's object lessons, handled discreetly, would do much toward relieving our schools from debt, and I believe that this book will yet be the means of doing much to help the Fernando School. I do not see the wisdom of the schools depending on the second tithe to meet so much of its expenses. I fear that if the brethren rely so much upon this, that difficulties will arise. You should labor patiently to develop those industries by which students can partly work their way through school. Let each family try to pay the expenses of the students that it sends to school. Some families, in which there are several children attending school, will be hard-pressed. Would it not be wisdom to create a fund by the sale of Christ's object lessons for the assistance of such ones? There are many young people who desire to be in school and who ought to be, but who have no means. These young people can be helped through school if our people will do their duty in handling object lessons. The purchase of the school buildings at Fernando was in the order of God. Valuable property was obtained at a price far below its original cost. The brethren did right to buy it, and the school can be sustained if the families of believers in Southern California will do their best to make it a success. The young men and women who expect to attend school should do all in their power before entering the school to earn money to meet their expenses. A special work. There is a special work to be done just now. A sanitarium should be established near Los Angeles. My brethren, will you not remember that it is the expressed will of God that this shall be done? Why this work should be delayed from year to year is a great mystery. This is a matter that has long been kept before you, my brethren. Again and again, sanitarium work has been pointed out as an important means of reaching the people with the truth. Had the light given by God been followed, this institution might now be in running order, exerting a strong influence for good. Arrangements could have been made to utilize for sanitarium work buildings already erected. In order for successful work to be done in the field or in our institutions, workers with harmonious elements of character are needed. The work can be carried forward only by patience and harmony of action. It has been a lack of harmony, a lack of determination on the part of the workers to lift with one purpose in view that has delayed the establishment of a sanitarium in Southern California. There has been so much variance that means which should have been invested in a sanitarium has been turned into other channels.
The idea that a sanitarium should not be established unless it could be started free from debt has put the brake upon the wheels of progress. In building meeting houses, we have had to borrow money in order that something might be done at once. We have been obliged to do this in order to fulfill the directions of God. Persons deeply interested in the progress of the work have borrowed money and paid interest on it to help establish schools and sanitariums and to build meeting houses. The institutions thus established and the churches built have been the means of winning many to the truth. Thus the tithe has been increased and workers have been added to the Lord's forces. Will my brethren consider this and work in accordance with the light which God has given us regarding the work in Southern California? Let that which should be done without delay. Do your best to remedy the neglect of the past. The word has come once more that a sanitarium is to be set in working order near Los Angeles. If this sanitarium is conducted in harmony with the will of God, it will be a means of great blessing, a means in the Lord's hands of leading souls to the truth. Christ's Object Lessons. I wish to say a few words more about the circulation of Christ's Object Lessons. My brethren, show our people what they can do in handling this book. As tourists from all parts of the world flock into Los Angeles and other parts of Southern California, let there be those who can call their attention to this book. It is full of precious truth, and as it is presented to unbelievers, angels of God will impress many to buy it. Let those who do this work keep in mind the words, "As unto the Lord." Colossians 3, verse 23. The purpose for which it is done will invest this work with a dignity that will improve the habits, the manners, and the address of the workers. By this effort, the poorest, humblest worker is linked with the great master worker. In order to be ready to receive the impressions of the Holy Spirit, in order to advance in harmony with the will of the Lord, we need consecrated minds and hearts. Let not human beings seek to put their own plans and preferences in the place of God's plans. Those who do this will hinder the Lord's work. Let no one say or do anything that will discourage Christ-like effort. To each one, God has given his work. If everyone would be zealous to increase his ability to labor, how much would be accomplished? The Lord wants you, my brethren, to arouse to action the minds of those who do not realize that God is calling them to active service. Tell them that their obedient love, in willing effort, is to flow forth as streams in the desert. Day by day, what they accomplish is to give evidence that they are laborers together with God. The work that the Lord places before them may be dreaded, but they will gain courage as they advance. Let all do something. All can do much more than they have done. Let parents and children help. The consciousness that they are co-workers with Christ will give the workers a joy and assurance that they could gain in no other way. And not only will relief be brought to the schools, but the light of truth will be widely diffused. The experience gained by the youth who engage in this work will be of great value to them, teaching them to improve every God-given opportunity to labor with diligence and fidelity and with perseverance under disappointment. The Lord makes a way for all who employ the means he has provided for the accomplishment of certain objects. My brethren and sisters in Southern California, educate yourselves to work for the Master. Remember that in helping to circulate object lessons, you are placing before others truths which cannot fail of being a blessing to them. Each one of God's people has a part to act in the work of the Redeemer. Those who receive Christ are to prove their love for him by earnest, self-sacrificing efforts in his service. No opportunity for helping to advance the Lord's cause is to be allowed to pass by. In meekness and lowliness, yet with an earnest determination to accomplish something for the blessing of others, God's children are to take hold of his work. Only a small part of that which may be accomplished has yet been done in circulating Christ's object lessons. Let not our people think that their duty is done, their work finished. This book is still to be taken out by God's people, and is to find its place in many more homes. Let the same territory be gone over and over again. In this, there will be a blessing for the one who sells the book and for those who buy it. Let us take hold of the work with renewed courage. Let God's people consecrate to his service the time and tact that he has given them. Oh, what a wonderful blessing many will obtain from the consciousness that they are working for God. This thought will help them to do their work intelligently.
My brethren and sisters, by earnest prayer, brace yourselves for duty, and then expect the help of the Lord. Prove yourselves to be laborers together with God. As you go forth to sell object lessons, repeat again and again the words, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Romans 12, verse 11. With this as your motto, press on with the work. With humble hearts, begin afresh, and by your words and example, encourage those who have never tried to sell the book to make an effort. Let all that you do be done gracefully and cheerfully and well. Learn to ask the Lord to help you, and believe that he surely will. The work that is undertaken in the name of the Lord and for the purpose of placing the light before the people will be blessed by him. What is needed is workers who are humble and contrite. He who lives near the Savior will reveal in his life that he has held communion with him.